It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is expanding its unemployment program. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
It's taken 2 weeks of work, but the state labor department says it will soon make bigger unemployment payments, and more of them. A new federal law provides an extra $600 a week for anyone with unemployment benefits. In Colorado, the larger payments should start going out within a few days. That includes retroactive payments for every week since March 29th. The federal law also has new unemployment categories. That means the state will soon start accepting applications from gig workers, people who are self-employed, and others affected by COVID-19, like parents who can't work while their kids are at home. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado prisons are taking steps to ensure greater social distancing among inmates. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
State corrections officials are working to prevent COVID-19 outbreaks inside prisons. This week, they announced more efforts, like suspending large religious services and limiting the number of people who can eat in chow halls at one time. So far, 8 staffers and 3 prisoners have tested positive for the disease in multiple facilities. Officials say all prisoners and staff will eventually wear masks. They're being made by other prisoners. And prisons continue to limit the number of offenders transferred from county jails, many of which have had to deal with their own coronavirus outbreaks. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller has tested positive for COVID-19. Miller says he decided to get tested after a cough didn't clear up, even after using the inhaler he has to treat asthma. The Broncos say Miller is in self-isolation and recovering. This is CPR News. And just ahead this morning, Colorado Governor Jared Polis talks with NPR's Steve Inskeep about getting the state running again and some frustration with the federal government. That's in a few minutes here on Morning Edition, here on CPR News.